High school basketball is on the air. We begin each game day in the paint as we preview tonight's matchup. Here's KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
And good evening. Welcome to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. On the road tonight with St. Cecilia as the Hawks get set to take on the Sutton Mustangs. As we spend a couple of minutes with St. Cecilia head coach Kevin Asher. And coach, after a couple of losses to start this season, you guys kind of rebound nicely last week with wins over Donovan Trumbull and Blue Hill.
Yeah, I like the way our kids responded. You know, the Newman game was a real nice loss, if you can ever have one. But the kids came out and played real aggressive and had a lot of confidence. And you know, even though we lost the ball game, I thought we made a huge stride forward in just our overall team confidence and so forth. And then we had a week to practice and look at some film and show them. And they, you know, growing up's a tough thing in this deal because you're not going to play anybody that, you know, lays down for you or anything like that. So you got to go out and earn everything you get. And that's the way it should be. And I thought we had a good week of practice and a very good weekend last weekend. I, you know, looking at the film, you always, when you win a ball game, you always find a lot of things you can work on. And, you know, the kids saw that, you know, even though we had a nice win on Friday night with Donovan, they needed a lot of work in some areas. So hopefully, you know, you just go back to work and improve this week and see where you're at.
This team has grown up a whole lot in just a matter of, what, four games?
Yeah, you know, you have to realize that the experience factor and, you know, the playing some young kids, you got to see how they're going to respond to all the different situations. And there's still going to be nights where, you know, it's not going to look like we're probably, what are we doing, you know? And it kind of depends on the tempo of the game, the physicality of the game, the, you know, how we come out of each quarter. But I would say, you know, real surprise, you know, after the 13-7 start against Donovan, our kids looked confident coming out in the second quarter. You know, we got out to an 11-2, 9-2 deficit. Didn't see any panic in him. And I think a lot of that goes back to Joel Groffel. You know, kids look at him as, even though he's not a vocal leader, he's a very, very quiet leader in his work ethic and his strengths. And we told him to be a little bit more aggressive. And he, you know, knocks down a couple shots early in each of the last three ball games. And I think that just kind of springboarded everybody into the next, you know, next quarter, was the fact that, hey, we didn't play well in the first quarter against Donovan, but we were right there with just a three possession ball game. And you know, once we got back into it where it was tied, I think our kids believed that they could win the basketball game. And then against Blue Hill, I just thought we totally, from the get-go, we were a step quicker and focused and didn't really relax because we had won a ball game the night before.
After nursing an injury throughout much of the early part of the year, Jamison Ash comes back through and scores 18 points against Blue Hill. Nice to see him getting going.
Yeah, you're right. And he deserves it. He had a great summer, and he's put a lot of time into his game. And it was unfortunate he had the ankle sprain to kind of give him no rhythm to the preseason at all. And then to see him play the way he did against Blue Hill in the first half was a great confidence boost for our team. And I think that's, you know, something we need. We need scoring. We are not a great offensive threat at every position on the floor at times, but we do have some kids that can score. So you know, we got to get the right combination on the floor. That's one thing I got to do a good job of, is making sure that the kids, we have some scores on the floor, but we have some kids that are limited in some of the things they do. So you know, that's the chemistry of the game, and I hope our kids just keep playing hard.
Because you're not such a great scoring team, you've been hanging your hat on the defense, and that's one area of the basketball program that's looking pretty good so far.
Well, you know, after the first night, we just faced a hot shooting team, and we weren't quite ready for the whole element of varsity basketball. But the last three times out, I thought we've had ourselves in position to, you know, compete and make plays. And fortunate against Donovan, they didn't shoot it very well against the 2-3 zone at all. And, you know, we're going to have to play a little bit of mixture of defenses. We worked a lot on it this summer, just in camps, just throwing different defenses at teams, because we've been just a strictly man-to-man team here the last few years. I think we played maybe a couple quarters or maybe one or two games of zone, but you know, you got to give your kids a chance, and I think that's the best way to do it, is mixing it up here a little bit. We still want to be, like Saturday night, we're predominantly a man-to-man team, we can do both. It just kind of depends on who the opponent is and what the matchups look like.
Why are you throwing some zone out there early in the season?
Well, I think it controls tempo a little bit, and if you're a little limited on your offensive side of the basketball, you can maybe steal a possession or two here. We needed to definitely control tempo against Donovan. They're up and down, and they're so athletic that we needed to do a good job. I'm not saying zone takes away all your athleticism, but it definitely makes you a little bit different team if you're back and facing 5-on-5-on-5-on-5-on-5 every time down and not getting those, those isolation plays or those two-man games or things like that where, you just got to be in great position and help side. So I think that helps our younger kids come along a little faster that they can play, and they're going to be good man-to-man defenders in the future. But you're throwing 125-pounders out there and 160-pounders, and, the varsity basketball is all played at the junior and senior level, and most of those kids are pretty strong.
Okay, we'll come back and talk about the opponents tonight in Sutton as our pregame show continues after this.
We're Shelter Insurance. We view life insurance a little differently.
We think the most thoughtful gift you can give your family doesn't come with a bow.
We know that a life should be measured by more than just dollars and cents.
And we know you'll love the peace of mind life insurance gives you.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
Back with St. Cecilia head coach Kevin Asher as Blue Hawks on the road tonight as they take on the Sutton Mustangs. We kind of joked about it. This might be a race to 30 here tonight. This is an extremely well-disciplined defensive team we'll see tonight.
Yeah, they are, and they just do a great job of being in the right position, and it's they don't make a lot of mistakes. If they have 5-6 turnovers in a basketball game, that's about the most they ever have. And so they're getting a lot of possessions. Their offense is very, very efficient. It's a lot of cutting, a lot of screening. Can drive a coach nuts, and I'm sure it drives a player nuts. It can wear you out defensively at times where, then you go down to the offensive end and you make a mistake and it just compounds the whole problem. So we've got to be, really focused and mentally tough and communicating well. And being, a game in the 30s doesn't bother us at all. It's just the fact that we've got to be efficient in everything we do to try to match the efficiency of their team.
You can't really turn the ball over against these guys because they can take advantage of that. You're not going to have a whole lot of possessions in this contest, so every possession seems to be important tonight.
Yeah, it is. In the last 3 days, we did a lot of restrictions on our offense and trying to prepare our kids for, hey, we've got to be efficient, and we've got to, I think we have a little bit of size advantage inside with Chris Hartford, but we also just can't come down and think we're going to dump it to him on first pass. We got to let him work and get good angles for the post-entry. If you're working inside and you hopefully get enough poach touches, that should open up something on the outside. Then you got to shoot the ball well. So, on the road, good shooting atmosphere, though. So I think our kids have shot the ball this week as good as they've shot it, in practice. So we'll see if that transpires over to the game.
Austin Rath looks to be the go-to person on this team, averaging right around 18 points per ball game. Talk about him.
Well, I've always thought he's just been a really good offensive player, and he can do all things. He can go to the hole. He gets fouled. He gets to the line quite a bit for that, some points there, and then he shoots the three awfully well. And they do a great job of finding him, in certain key points in the game. And I don't see any weaknesses to his game right now. And you hope to limit him in his touches. That's the biggest thing is to if he's going to come out and be freewheeling out there and not getting any touch he wants, then it's going to be a long night for us. So with Joel Groffel and Alex Sheehy, we're going to have to slow him down somehow, but that's the thing. You key too much on him, and their offense is so diverse, and it involves all five guys moving in space. They'll back cut you, and they'll back screen you, and all of a sudden you're letting a guy have 6-8 points that probably shouldn't have had that, but it's because you're helping out on somebody else.
Shut down Rath, and you got a guy like Cole Wiseman that can step up and nail it from just about anywhere.
Yeah, he's just an excellent athlete, and he's a great competitor, and he's confident, watching him on film, you kind of go, man, I wish our kids would walk around like he does, because he's going to get the job done for you. He's confident, and he proved that in the fall, and on the basketball court at times, you look like, well, there's a weakness. Maybe he didn't shoot it well that night, but then he's got 3 steals for layups, and he's, the next night he comes out and he hits 2 threes, so you got to just pay attention to him, and him and Brady Yost, those three together put a pretty tough combination for us to match up with.
These guys kind of just took their success that they had from the football field and put it on the basketball floor, didn't they?
Yeah, Sutton's in a real nice run right now. I mean, you look at every sport that these kids have been involved in, the baseball, the golf, basketball, football. And you're right, the football propelled them. I'd never seen a team go out there and, you know, with 12 guys in a football season, realistically. They play 12, 13 guys, and then they come out in basketball and they're playing six or seven. So they're just mentally hard-nosed, tough kids. I know Coach Spomberg does a great job of just getting them into the right spot and the right role. And that's the thing about them is you're probably going to have to be as mentally tough as they are when you step on the field, and you got to be mentally tough late in the game, and you just hope you're there, you know, to give yourself a chance, because you're not gonna walk all over them. There's no way. You know, I don't think they can come out and just tear us apart either. But you know, they made a good High Plains team look. You know. Average at best, you know, and they just, you know, they mentally beat on you, and then for four quarters they want to win every quarter, and if they do, they you know, they've put you away by that time, and hopefully we're right around, you know, right with them there going into that late fourth quarter.
Good luck tonight.
Thanks a lot.
Kevin Asher, head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. Stick around. Sonny Lamps and the play-by-play description up next. St. Cecilia and Sutton tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to In the Paint on Hastings' link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Stay tuned. The tip-off is straight ahead.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
Good luck, Mustangs, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Mustangs from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other health care issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
High school basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
And a very pleasant good evening. Welcome to Sutton High School tonight. High school basketball in 1230 KHAS. Hastings St. Cecilia on the road here tonight as they get set to take on the Mustangs. Adam Sutton. I'm Mike Will, and call the play-by-play for you here tonight. Sutton coming in, a record of 4 wins, no losses on the season. Of course, under the veteran coach in Steve Sponberg. They open up the season with a 52-22 win over Fran. Then he beat High Plains Community by the score of 53-35. Last week, picking up a 77-25 win over Cross County. And then beating Lincoln Christian by the score of 48-37. So Sutton coming in 4-0 in the season. It's a team that relies on their defense. They're giving up only 29.8 points per ball game on the defensive side of the ball. Sutton is averaging 57.5. Hastings St. Cecilia, they had a record of 2 wins and 2 losses coming in here. They lost their first 2 games of the season, losing to Columbus Scotia 66-40, losing to Bishop Newman 51-40, and then last week coming back with 2 wins as they beat Donovan Trumbull 44-31 and Blue Hill at 59-31. St. Cecilia team averaging 45 points per ball game on offense, giving up only 43.8 on the defensive end. Right now, the playing of the national anthem as we get set for basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. So a good crowd on hand here tonight in Sutton as we get set for high school basketball between the Mustangs and the St. Cecilia Bluehawks. Their starting lineups tonight brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. Hastings St. Cecilia will start this way tonight. Jamison Esch, a 6'2" and senior. Esch averaging 8 points, 2.3 rebounds per game. Cannon Howell is a 6'2" inch junior, averaging 2 points, 3.5 rebounds per game. Joel Graufel, a 6'1" inch senior. Graufel averaging 7 points, 4.3 rebounds per game. Alex Sheehy, a 6'2" inch junior. Sheehy is averaging 5 points and 5 rebounds per game. And Chris Hartford, the guy inside, is 6'5" inch senior. Hartford averaging 10.8 points and 9.8 rebounds per ball game. For the Sutton Mustangs, they will go with Cole Wiseman. Wiseman is 6 foot junior, averaging 13.3 points, 2.8 rebounds per game. Austin Rath is a 6'2" and senior. Rath is averaging 17.8 points and 3.8 rebounds per game. Brody Yost is a 6'1" and senior. Yost is averaging 7 points, 3.8 rebounds per game. Reed Stone is 6 foot senior. Stone is averaging 8.8 points and 4 rebounds per game. Mitch Carlson is the other starter, a 6'2" and senior. Carlson is averaging 3.8 points and 3.5 rebounds per ball game. Your starting lineups have been brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings. 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. Sutton dressed in their homestanding whites here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the red and the black. Hastings St. Cecilia will shoot to our basket to our left. They're in their blue uniforms tonight, trimmed and lettered in the whites. St. Cecilia controls the opening tap. We're underway. It's going to be a defensive show. I have a funny feeling here tonight. Two teams that really rely on their defense. St. Cecilia with their opening possession here tonight as they get the ball inside to Graufel. Back outside. Here's a three-pointer thrown up there by Esch. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Wiseman. Wiseman down the left sideline. Here come the Mustangs back in their offensive scoring zone. They're going to work this St. Cecilia defense over tonight as they drive the ball down the left side of the lane. Austin Rapp kicks it back out of the wing. Mitch Carlson comes out here to Reed Stone. Stone over to Brody Yost. Yost moves it over the wing on the left side down to Austin Rath. Head coach Kevin Asher talked about this offense in the pregame show tonight. It's an offense that will drive you crazy with so many cuts and some backdoor cuts and a lot of passes, but they turn the ball over in the opening possession here. As St. Cecilia comes down with the ball. They bring it back for the second time. Here's Graufel lobbing the ball inside. Hartford moves back to the basket. Works the low baseline. Can't put up a shot. Comes out to Howell. Howell out to Jamison Esch, down in the corner, now to Joel Graufel. Graufel brings it top of the key. Alex Sheehy over on the wing on the right side to Jamison Esch. His pass is going to be deflected and is brought down here by Mitch Carlson of Sutton. So a turnover on St. Cecilia. We have played a minute and 15 seconds. No score between these two teams. Sutton and St. Cecilia scoring off here tonight. There's Rath for three. Shot is up there, in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Jamison Esch. Esch will bring things back. Right-handed dribble across the midcourt stripe here. St. Cecilia working against this tough man-to-man defense headed up by Sutton head coach Steve Sponberg. Cannon Howell has got the ball and comes across the top now to Jamison Esch. Works it left side, Graufel. Graufel right at the top of the three-point circle behind his screen. Can't put up a shot. There's a pass out on top. Deflected, picked up by Cannon Howell near the 10-second line. Sent it to the far sideline to Sheehy. Cross-court pass comes over here to Esch. His shot for three is no good. Rebound comes down to Wiseman. Cole Wiseman gets his second rebound down the near sideline. Stone for three from the corner. His shot no good. An air ball. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Joe Graufel down the far sideline. Alex Sheehy has got the ball back outside. Graufel for three. His shot is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Austin Rath. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be, let's see, it's going to be Sutton basketball. They will inbound here in backcourt. So 5 minutes and 52 seconds to play here in the first quarter. No score between Sutton and Hastings St. Cecilia. Both teams having a tough time finding the range here tonight. Bringing the ball up is going to be Reed Stone now for Sutton. There's an entry pass. Reed Stone has got it now back outside to Wiseman. Again, comes across the top. Austin Rath nearly threw the ball into the St. Cecilia bench. Rath takes the ball in a low block as he cuts on the baseline. Comes over here to Cole Wiseman. He drives it in the lane and scores. Cole Wiseman gets the first field goal of the ball game for Sutton, a 2-0 ball game. Mustangs have the lead. The first score of the game comes with 5:26 left on the clock in the first quarter. From the deep left corner, a shot by Brooks Asher, who's into the ball game now, is going to be no good. Asher gets his own rebound, comes inside to Hartford.
Hartford works right side of the lane. Bumps off of a defender. Throws up a shot. It's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Brody Yost. Yost has got the ball for Sutton down the far sideline under Reed Stone. Comes back outside. Austin Rath, 4-3. Shot good. Austin Rath buries a three-pointer. And the Hawks have fallen behind here early in the ball game. 5-0 is the score. 4 minutes and 53 seconds to play. And now a foul is going to be called. They worked the ball down to a grapple on the low block on the right side. And a personal foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Sutton. It'll go on Cole Wiseman. That's going to be his first team foul called on the Mustangs. So going to the free throw line here for St. Cecilia is going to be Joel Groffel. He's a 50% foul shooter this season. He's had 8 out of 16 from the line. Eyes the bucket. Shot is up there, and the shot no good. St. Cecilia is a team hitting 59% of their free throws, 34% from the field, and 27% from three-point territory. Hawks have been shut out here in the first couple of minutes. 5-0 is the score. Joel Groffel will have one more. Shot is up there, and the shot good. 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. St. Cecilia gets on the board here with 4:50 remaining here in this first quarter of play. Here's Austin Rath as he comes into the forecourt, nearly palms the basketball, puts it up there left-handed. His shot's going to be blocked down by Hartford, but a foul is going to be called. Kevin Asher went into palming violation. He didn't get it, but he gets a personal foul instead on his man, Chris Hartford. And going to the free throw line now for Sutton is going to be Austin Rath. He is a 50% foul shooter as well. 9 out of 18 from the free throw line coming in here. His shot is up there. The shot is around the rim. Falls off. No good. Rath will get one more. Sutton is a team hitting 59% of their free throw tosses this year. 46% from the field. 32% from three-point territory. 5-1. Sutton has got the lead. There's the next shot. It is up there. It's good. Austin Rath now with 4 points in the ball game. Sutton has got a 6-1 lead now over St. Cecilia. The ball nearly is lost over there. Now it's picked up by Alex Sheehy. Comes cross court to Asher. Back outside the ring to Joel Groffel, now to Hartford. Comes to the near sideline. Asher mishandles the ball, picks it back up, comes at the elbow. Hartford shot is up there. It's good. Chris Hartford nails one from the elbow, left side of the lane there. 6-3 is the score. Hawks back to within 3 points here in the first quarter. 4:17 to play. There's a Mitch Carlson with the ball now for Sutton. Works it over here on the right side to Wiseman. Back outside, that's Rapp. Dribble penetration, takes the ball to the rack. His shot is up there. It's no good. And the rebound comes down to St. Cecilia's Joel Groffel. Groffel gets it away down the right sideline, down to Jamison Esch. Esch around the top of the three-point circle. Sends the ball across the top. That's going to be Sheehy with the ball. Sheehy back to Jamison Esch. Esch brings it back left side to Asher. His shot from 17 is not going to go down. And the rebound comes down to Sutton. Brody Yost with a rebound down the near sideline. They get it to Rath and back outside. Driving the ball toward the hole is going to be Yost, and he's fouling the play. Brody Yost is fouling the play there by St. Cecilia. It'll go on Esch. That's going to be his first. Second team foul calling the Hawks. They're going to the free throw line now for Sutton will be Brody Yost. 9 out of 12 from the free throw line so far this season, averaging 7 points, 3.8 rebounds per game. His shot is up there and his shot good. Brody Yost will have one more. Sutton is out to a 7-3 lead over St. Cecilia early. Here comes Zach Kitten into the ball game now for St. Cecilia, replacing Alex Sheehy. Cannon Howell also checking back in there for the Hawks. 3 minutes and 40 seconds to play here in the first quarter. On the road tonight with St. Cecilia at Sutton High School. Here's the next shot. It's up there and good by Brody Yost. He cans a couple of free throws. 8-3 is the score now. Sutton has got the advantage over St. Cecilia. Zach Kitten with the ball. Left side comes out between the rings. Down to Jamison Esch. Lobs it on a high post. That's Hartford with the ball. Sends it down low to Cannon Howell. Howell in the lane. Puts it up there. His shot's going to be off of the mark. No good. And the rebound comes down to Austin Rath. Rath has got it for Sutton down the near sideline. Pulls up on the wing. Sends it outside down to Brody Yost. Over on the wing on the left side to Cole Wiseman. Back outside the ring to Reed Stone. Moves it over on the wing on the right side. Reverses the ball. Gets it to Carlson. Carlson to Wiseman. Cross-court pass to Stone. Back outside down to Brody Yost. Over to Wiseman on the wing on the left side. To Mitch Carlson. To Rath. Entry pass to get it inside to Wiseman with his back to the basket. Back outside to Yost. Throws it over on the wing to Reed Stone. Sutton making St. Cecilia play defense here in this first quarter. There's a Cole Wiseman with the ball. Brings it back out into three-point territory. Austin Rath in inside. A shot is up and in. Brody Yost. They almost lull you to sleep. Brody Yost, he was wide open on the baseline. He gets the field goal. And Sutton is out to a 10-3 lead over St. Cecilia. Here's a Kitten with the ball. His pass out on top is intercepted. Intercepted by Rath. He drives, shoots, and scores. St. Cecilia turns it over. Rath gets the interception and the field goal.
Now Kevin Asher wants to call a timeout. 2 minutes and 26 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Sutton out of the gates in a hurry. We'll take a break with the score. The Sutton Mustangs 12, Hastings St. Cecilia 3.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball for you tonight on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming tonight brought to you by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So it took a couple of minutes for St. Cecilia to even get on the scoreboard tonight. They scored with 4:50 left in the first quarter. By that time, it was 5-1. And now Sutton has increased the lead to 9 points here at 12-3. Play is back in. St. Cecilia brings the ball back in their offensive zone. That's Jamison Esch. Over here to Brooks Asher around his screen. Dumps it away to Hartford. Hartford brings it back out to Asher. Now right side to Esch. Esch with the ball high above his head. He throws the ball out of bounds. Trying to come back here to Asher here on the near sideline, and he throws it into the second row of the bleachers. Third turnover on St. Cecilia. Coming into the ball game, Sheehy. Coming back in, Joel Groffel. Kitten is going to check out. Jamison Esch comes out. 12-3 is the score. Sutton out of the gates in a hurry here over St. Cecilia. Mustangs have got the ball back in their offensive zone. Carlson has got it on the wing on the right side. Back out to Wiseman, top of the key. Left side, Reed Stone has got it. Picked up by Asher. Out on top, now to Rath. Over here on the wing, right side to Yost. His shot's going to be short. Rebound picked up on the hop in the lane. It's picked up there by Groffel of St. Cecilia. Down the right sideline, they go to Cannon Howell. The ball knocked out of his hands, out of bounds. St. Cecilia will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 1:43 to play here in the first quarter. 12-3 is the score. St. Cecilia trailing in the ball game. The Hawks looking for their third straight win here tonight. Sutton looking for their fifth straight to begin the season. Hawks will inbound the ball out here in three-point territory. Groffel has got it. Groffel drives the ball. It's going to be knocked loose. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be St. Cecilia ball. Ball knocked loose there by Reed Stone of Sutton. JV game tonight. He's seeing St. Cecilia hitting a shot at the buzzer, and they beat Sutton by the score of 46-45. St. Cecilia had a big lead early in that ball game. Sutton came back, had the lead, and then St. Cecilia nails one at the buzzer to win in the junior varsity game. 12-3 is the score here in the varsity matchup. Sutton has got the lead. Alex Sheehy with the ball comes across the top down at Groffel. He holds it out here in the three-point territory, puts it on the floor, dribbles to the wing on the left side. Cross-court pass goes over to Asher. Asher down to Sheehy for three. A shot, he banks one home. Alex Sheehy banks one home from the top of the key, and the Hawks are back to within 6 points now. 12-6 is the score. 12-6, Sutton has got the lead. There's Wiseman with it now. Wiseman out on top to Rath. His shot for three is off of the right side. No good. Offensive rebound. They shovel the ball away to Rath. His shot good, and he fouled. Offensive rebound was by Mitch Carlson right underneath the basket. He shovels it away to Austin Rath, who gets the field goal, and he's fouling the play. So it's 14-6 now. Sutton has got the lead. And Rath will go to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. So he got 8 points in the basketball game here. The foul is going to go on Brooks Asher of St. Cecilia. That's going to be his first. Rath to the free throw line. His shot is up there. The shot good. 15-6 is the score now. Sutton is out on top of Hastings St. Cecilia as Brooks Asher will bring the ball back now for the Hawks into the offensive zone. Left side, Alex Sheehy lobs it out on the low block to Hartford, and the foul is going to be called. A personal foul is going to go here on Mitch Carlson. He fell down and actually picks up the personal foul. First foul called on Carlson. Team foul number two on the Mustangs. Noah Johnson is going to come into the ball game now. Noah Johnson comes in for Sutton, replacing Carlson. So Noah Johnson into the ball game now, a 5'11" inch sophomore. St. Cecilia inbounds the ball. They're trailing by 9 points, 15-6, under a minute to play here in the first quarter. Asher takes it to the right sideline. Cannon Howell has got the ball. Cannon Howell works it inside to Groffel, goes for the racket, shot is up and in, and he's fouling the play. Nice pass. Joe Groffel takes the ball to the hole and scores, and he's fouling the play.
Basket counts. The foul goes on Yost. That's going to be his first. Team foul number three on Sutton. Ralph will go to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. Zach Kitten coming back into the ball game now for St. Cecilia, replacing Hartford. 42 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 15-8 is the score. Sutton has got the lead. And here's Joe Groffel at the free throw line for St. Cecilia. His shot is up there. That one around the rim twice and falls out of there. Rebound comes down to Sutton. So the Mustangs have the ball down the near sideline. Down in the corner is Austin Rapp. Brings it out on the wing to Reed Stone. Stone down to Yost. Over on the wing left side to Trey Raymer, who's into the ball game now to Austin Rapp. Sutton, I assume, will go for the final shot here. Yost has got it. Sutton has got an early 7-point lead in this ball game. Noah Johnson. Johnson throws it over here on the wing on the right side to Raymer. Trey Raymer back out to Yost. Moves it over to Austin Rath. Down to Brody Yost again. Hands it back here to a Reed Stone. Now with 9 seconds to go. Reed Stone to Trey Raymer. Raymer throws it over the far sideline. There's a three-pointer put up there. No good by Rath. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia and a foul is called. Alex Sheehy got the rebound there for St. Cecilia. And a personal foul is going to be called here on Sutton. It's going to go on Reed Stone. That's going to be his first foul. That's going to be team foul number four. Called on Sutton here in this first quarter of play. Sheehy will inbound the ball here for St. Cecilia. Gets it into Asher. Down the right sideline, he throws up a shot from three-quarters court. That's going to be no good. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. Sutton out on top of Hastings St. Cecilia here in the first quarter after one. It's Sutton 15, Hastings St. Cecilia 8.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The superheroes of service, powered by
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. First quarter in the books. The Sutton Mustangs out on top of Hastings St. Cecilia. The score is 15-8. Sutton scored the first 5 points of the basketball game. They have not trailed here in the first half. Sutton will play things in. And with it, it's going to be Reed Stone. Stone moves it over to Cole Wiseman. St. Cecilia attacking out here. They get it to the free throw line to Rath. Moves it down in the corner to Carlson. Then back outside the three-point arc. Over here to a Reed Stone. Hangs on to it to Cole Wiseman. Moves it over in the wing on the left side to Rath. Dribble penetration. The pass is going to be deflected, but it's picked up here by Stone. Back outside to Wiseman for three. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Howell. Howell for St. Cecilia down the near sideline to Sheehy. Sheehy brings it into the forecourt. Dribbles out to the top of the key. Sends over to Asher. Asher to Joel Groffel, back out to Asher in three-point territory. Man-to-man defense here for the Sutton Mustangs. Cannon Howell moves it over to Asher again, left side of the lane. Back out to the top of the key, that's a Zach Kitten. Kitten out to Alex Sheehy, sends it right side to a Cannon Howell, that's back to the basket. Throws it back out here to Joel Groffel. Groffel now to Sheehy, down in the corner to Zach Kitten. Kitten puts it on the floor, dribbles outside. His pass is going to be deflected into the backcourt, and Kitten's going to pick it up. Ball deflected there by Wiseman, but Kitten picks it up down here. There, the baseline. Now hands the ball away to Asher into the forecourt. Now there's Sheehy for three. Shot good. Alex Sheehy hits his second three-pointer of the ball game. That pulls St. Cecilia within 4 points, now at 15-11. 6:40 to play here in the second quarter. There's Austin Rapp dribbling inside, puts up a shot and scores it. Austin Rapp, he's already got 11 points in the basketball game for Sutton. He's averaging 17 in the season. There's a pass down the right sideline deflected out of bounds by Stone. St. Cecilia will play things in. Coming into the ball game now for the Hawks will be Chris Hartford. Coming in will be Jamison Esch. Howell will check out. Also, Joel Graffel will check out. St. Cecilia plays things in on the our offensive end. They get it to the top of the key. Sheehy for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped around, and a foul is going to be called. Foul is going to go on Chris Hartford of St. Cecilia. That's going to be his second foul. In the first quarter of play, St. Cecilia hit only 3 out of 11 from the field, 27%. Sutton was 5 out of 12 for 42%. St. Cecilia 1 out of 6 on three-pointers in the first quarter for 17%. Sutton was 1 out of 4 for 25%. St. Cecilia was 7 rebounds. Sutton had 5. St. Cecilia hit 1 out of 3 free throws. Sutton was 4 out of 5 from the free throw line in the first quarter. It's now 17 to 11. Mustangs have the lead. Sutton has got the ball in their offensive end. A pass out on top gets by Wiseman. It goes out of bounds on the far sideline. Turnover. And those are far and in between for Sutton. They only average 7 turnovers per ball game. That's their second one here in this contest tonight against St. Cecilia. Now the Hawks have a chance to slice into the lead. We're 2 minutes into the second quarter. 17 to 11 is the score. But the Hawks have the ball. Zach Kitten comes to the near side to Sheehy. Dribbles with it, comes out to the top of the key. There's Asher with it now. Asher to Esch. Inside the free throw circle. Throws it over here now to Sheehy. Back outside to Jamison Esch. Esch had 18 points last Saturday against Blue Hill. Here's a Zach Kitten, left side of the lane. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles out here to three-point territory. Hands it away to Brooks Asher. It's a bunch like Sutton does offensively. Very patient here tonight with the Kevin Asher bunch from St. Cecilia. Into the ball game now, Thomas Skokie holds the ball, goes over to Alex Sheehy. Cross-court pass comes to the near side again to a Zach Kitten. Kitten looking inside, nothing there. There's Jamison Esch. Esch over here to Brooks Asher for three. Shot is up there, he buries it. The freshman, Brooks Asher, scores there. And St. Cecilia is now within 3 points. It is 17-14. Here comes Sutton coming back. Rath drives the ball down to the baseline. He is double-teamed down there. Austin Rath is finally fouled into play. St. Cecilia had the double-team. Right along the baseline down there, left side of the basket, and finally a personal foul is called on Asher. That's going to be his second. And in the ball game now for St. Cecilia is going to be Alex Tino. The younger brother of Caesar Tino is still on the bench nursing an injury, has not played so far this season. That's only team foul number 5 on St. Cecilia, so no free throws here. It'll be Sutton playing things in, and now we got a foul call that's going to go on the Mustangs. A personal foul is going to go on the Mustangs. And it's going to go on who? Noah Johnson picks up the foul. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 5 on Sutton. High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. We're in Sutton. The Mustangs. And also the St. Cecilia Blue Hawks. A couple of top 10 teams in Class C2 squaring off here tonight. Zach Kitten has got the ball here for St. Cecilia out near the 10-second line. Down to Sheehy. Moves it down in the corner to Jamison Esch. Entry pass down low. They get it to Skoke back outside. There's a three-pointer thrown up there and down the hole it goes. Jamison Esch nails one. And St. Cecilia has come back to tie the score up at 17 points apiece with 4.5 to play. Wide open underneath the basket. A shot is up there. No good by Stone. Tip try is good. Stone missed the first one. He got the second on the tip. First field goal of the ball game for Reed Stone. 19-17. Back the other way is Skoke. And shot up and in. Thomas Skoke left wide open, and Steve Sponberg is not happy. Skoke was wide open. Esch got him with the ball in the lane there, and he lays it in easily. We've got another tie score and a timeout here. 4 minutes and 10 seconds to play in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 19, Sutton 19.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bridge, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball here tonight with Sutton and Hastings St. Cecilia. We'll head for Orange City, Iowa tomorrow. Hastings College and Northwestern on the air for the pregame show at 1:45. Women's game will be at 2. The guys will go at 4 o'clock. Tied up at 19 points apiece here in this ball game. Sutton has got the ball back in their offensive end. Reed Stone goes over to Mitch Carlson. Carlson now to Yost. Right side on the wing. It's going to be Wiseman. Cross-court pass goes over to Stone. A head fake. Throws it back out to Wiseman. Now top of the key to Mitch Carlson as he holds the ball. Carlson dribbles once. Comes over to Wiseman. On the wing. Deep wing. Right side. Out to Yost. Top of the key. Left wing now, Reed Stone brings it back down in the corner to Wiseman. He drives, puts it up there, shot no good. Tip try, no good. Foul called. A tip try there by Brody Yost, but he was fouled into play by St. Cecilia. And a personal foul is going to go on Alex Tino of St. Cecilia. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number 6 on the Hawks here in the first half. Going to the free throw line will be Brody Yost. He has got 4 points so far in the ball game. 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Shot is up there. It's no good. He'll get one more. Here comes Asher into the ball game now for St. Cecilia, replacing Zach Kitten. We're tied up at 19 points apiece. Good early season showdown here. A couple of top 10 teams in Class C2 squaring off. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good. He misses both of them, and a rebound comes down to Sheehy. And now St. Cecilia has a chance to grab their first lead of the ball game. As we approach the three-minute mark here in the second quarter, Asher moves it over to Thomas Skoke on the far sideline. He gets it into the hands of Esch. Down to Sheehy, down in the corner to Tino. His shot is up there and hits it just inside the ring. Alex Tino buries one from the corner, and Hastings St. Cecilia has their first lead of the ball game with 3:08 to play. Here in the second quarter, it's 21-19. Here's Trey Raymer. His shot from the top of the key is no good. Rebound comes down to Thomas Skoke. Skoke gets the ball away. Ash, his pass is intercepted. Intercepted here by Stone. He falls down with the ball. It's loose again. It's picked up by Sheehy. The third turnover on Sutton. Ash has got the ball, and he loses it from behind, and it's picked up here by Sutton. As Cole Wiseman has got it. So a series of about 4 turnovers right there. And Sutton has got the ball back. They're trailing in the ball game by a score of 21-19. Now we got a whistle, and we have got an injured player here. We've got to Reed Stone. He's going to hobble his way to the bench here. Reed Stone looks like he's favoring an ankle, and he's going to go right to the locker room. Maybe get a re-tape job, and that's a right ankle as he comes to the sideline and into the locker room. So 2:35 to play here in the second quarter, 21-19. St. Cecilia has got the lead. Cole Wiseman has got the ball for the Sutton Mustangs. Now to Yost, moves over on the wing on the left side. That's a Trey Raymer. Out to a Mick Carlson, top of the key. Right side, Austin Rath, he holds it. St. Cecilia is still man-to-man here. Yost moves over to the far sideline to Wiseman, can't penetrate. Gets it out here to Austin Rath. Rath near the second line, now to Brody Yost. Over here to a Trey Raymer. They're working around to the wing on the left side to Austin Rath. He holds the ball against Sheehy. Top of the key, Yost has got it. He works against Howell. Over here on the wing right side is Wiseman. They just throw the ball around the perimeter. Over on the left side is Raymer again. Top of the key, Yost. Entry pass deflected. It's picked up here by Carlson. Keeps it alive for Sutton. Now to Rath. He drives the ball to the basket. His shot no good. Rebound St. Cecilia. Thomas Skoke has got the rebound. Far sideline to Asher. Down in the corner to Howell. To Asher. Back outside to Skoke, down in the corner to Alex Sheehy. Takes off, drives the ball to the hole. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Down for the rebound. It's brought down here by Rath. Austin Rath now for Sutton. Cruises down the near sideline into the offensive zone. Back outside, top of the key to Yost. Yost moves it over in a deep wing on the left side to Cole Wiseman. Wiseman now to Rath at the top of the circle behind his screen. Rath dribbling to the ball, sends it down in the corner now to a Trey Raymer. He's worked the ball around again to the left wing. That's Wiseman. Entry pass down low. His shot is up and in, and he's fouled. Austin Rath with a backdoor cut there. He got him the ball, and Rath lays it in, and he's fouled in the play. The foul here is going to go on St. Cecilia's, I think, Brooks Asher. Yeah, Asher picks up the foul. That's going to be his third. He's going to have to check out. Rath will go to the free throw line here for Sutton. He has tied up the ball game now at 21 points apiece. For Austin Rath, who we talked about in the pregame show, that St. Cecilia would have to stomp tonight. Rath has done the job. He's got 12 points already. Those are the free throw line. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. He converts on a three-point play, and Sutton comes back to grab the lead. 22-21 with a minute and 12 seconds to play here in the second quarter from Sutton tonight. Jamison Asher with the ball for St. Cecilia. Over here on the wing to Joe Groffel. Free throw line extended left side. Now puts it on the floor, dribbles to the top of the key, and throws the ball into the third row of the bleachers. Trying to get it over to Alex Tino. Threw it over his head out of bounds. That is 6 turnovers on St. Cecilia so far in this first half. They averaged 16 on the season. 22-21. The Sutton Mustangs have got the lead over St. Cecilia. And now Cole Wiseman will bring the ball up here for the Mustangs over on the wing to Austin Rath. Rath holds it there against Sheehy. Bombs it inside to Wiseman. His shot is up there and in. Cole Wiseman puts it up off of the window and scores. He's now got 2 field goals and 4 points. 24-21. Sutton has got the lead. Now a whistle on the far side of the floor. And we got a personal foul called here. Personal foul, an elbowing foul on Yost. That's going to be his second. So two fouls now on Yost. That's only going to be the sixth team foul on Sutton. Yost is going to check out. Here comes Noah Johnson into the ballgame. So there's only 36 seconds to play here in the second quarter. St. Cecilia down by three, 24-21. Alex Tino has got the ball across the top to a Sheehy. Sends it outside again to a Jamison Esch, looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Sheehy down in the corner to Skoke for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped out by Tino. Tino gets it to Jamison Esch for three. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound, Noah Johnson for Sutton. 19 seconds to play. Down the far sideline is Rath. He drives the ball inside. It's going to be knocked loose. The scramble is on. It's still loose, and now we got a foul called. Three players hit the deck there, and finally a personal foul is going to be called. A foul here is going to go on who? That's going to go on Sutton. And the foul is going to be whistled, I think, on, is it Carlson? Mitch Carlson picks up his second personal foul. That's team foul number seven on Sutton. So St. Cecilia will get to go to the free throw line here. A 1-1 at the other end. Jamison Esch will toe the mark for the Hawks. He's got 3 points so far tonight and a three-pointer. Esch has not missed from the free throw line this season. He is 8 out of 8 from the free throw line. St. Cecilia trailing by 3 points here, 24-21. Esch throws it up there, and the shot is off of the mark. No good. We jinxed him. And the rebound comes down to Noah Johnson, now with 9 seconds. Gets it into the hands of Cole Wiseman. Wiseman behind the screen. He moves it toward the basket, and a foul is going to be called. Wiseman slid between a couple of defenders, and a personal foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Skoke of St. Cecilia. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 8 on the Hawks. That's going to send Wiseman to the free throw line. Wiseman has got a couple of field goals and 4 points. Into the ball game is Trey Raymer. Coming out for Sutton is going to be Mitch Carlson. So 24-21, 4.3 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Wiseman to the free throw line here for the Mustangs. A 1-1 situation for Wiseman. Shot is up there. The shot good. Wiseman, of course, the quarterback in the football team. In fact, most of the guys out there on this basketball team were mainstays during that playoff run that the Sutton Mustangs had. Finally losing in the Class C2 state championship ball game. Wiseman will have one more shot here. It's up there. It's good. Sutton now with a 5-point lead, 26-21, 2 seconds. Here comes Esch. He throws it into the forecourt, and the shot is up there from about 35 feet away. That's going to be no good, and that's the end of the first half of play. So Sutton had the big lead early. St. Cecilia came back to tie things up, but the Sutton Mustangs have got the lead here at halftime as they score the last 7 points of this second quarter. They've got a 5-point lead at halftime. So we're at halftime here tonight. High school basketball in 1230 KHIS. The score, it is Sutton 26, Hastings St. Cecilia 21. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS.
Caring about customers first is the Midas commitment and our pledge to you. Trust your Midas Auto Service and tire experts for all your car care needs. Midas is the best place for new tires. Stop into Midas and receive a free alignment check and a $75 mill-in rebate with the purchase of 4 select Cooper tires. Midas will also include free rotation and free flat repair for the life of your tires. Midas, total car care, total customer care. Midas of Grand Island and Kearney.
Limited time offer.
Trust the Midas touch.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
I'm sick and tired of every bar in town calling themselves a sports bar. Just because the word sports is in their name, they put up a couple jerseys, doesn't make you a sports bar. No. That's why I made the real sports bar checklist. First, do they have a large selection of beers, drafts, and mixed drinks?
Booyah!
Do they serve hot wings and other sports-related food?
Booyah!
Are there a buttload of HD TVs that play only sports?
Booyah!
Last of all, stand up and yell. Did the crowd cheer with you? When you're looking for a real sports bar, head to the Bullseye, West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. At halftime here tonight, the Sutton Mustangs have got the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. The score is 26-21. Sutton jumped out to a 5-0 lead in this ball game tonight. In fact, got out to a 10-3 advantage in that first quarter. Just over 3 minutes to play, St. Cecilia came back and sliced the lead down to 6 points at 12-6. St. Cecilia trailed by 7 at halftime, or 7 at the end of the first quarter, 15-8. The Hawks came back to tie the ball game up at 17 points apiece with 4 minutes and 28 seconds to play. St. Cecilia grabbed a brief lead, but Sutton came right back to tie it up at 19 points apiece at the 4:10 mark. St. Cecilia went ahead again at 21-19 with 3:08 to play, and then the Sutton Mustangs scored the last 7 points of the second quarter. And they have the lead here at halftime by a score of 26-21. The Hawks right now having a problem controlling Austin Rath. He has got 14 points in the ball game for Sutton. Meanwhile, the leading scorer for St. Cecilia has been Alex Sheehy, as he has knocked down a couple of three-pointers. He's got 6 points here at halftime. So again, at the halftime break, it is St. Cecilia trailing the Sutton Mustangs by 5. The score is 26-21. We'll come back and check the scoring in the first half right after this.
Do you often find yourself having back pain and making a sound like, or? What if I told you the pain could go away without any costly procedures or expensive medication? Take the natural approach with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic. Dr. Troy E. Wilson believes chiropractic care is your best option to achieve the best quality of life possible. Get back in the game with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic, located 321 North Burlington and online at hastingsfamilychiropractic.com.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other health care issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
Good luck, Mustangs, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Mustangs from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Sutton tonight. High school basketball from 1230 KHAS at halftime. Sutton has got the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. The score is 26-21. Checking the scoring for the Hawks in the first half. Alex Shee, he has knocked down a couple of three-pointers. He's got 6 points in the ball game. Joel Groffel has got a field goal. He is 1 out of 3 from the free throw line. He has got 3. Brooks Asher has knocked down a tray. He's got 3 points at halftime. Jamison Ash has got a 3-pointer. He is 0 of 1 from the free throw line. He has got 3. Alex Tino has got a field goal and 2 points in the first half. And Chris Hartford has got a field goal and 2 points. St. Cecilia is 1 out of 4 from the free throw line here in the first half. For the Sutton Mustangs, they're being led so far by Austin Rath. He has got 14 points in the ball game. Rath has knocked down 1 3-pointer. He's got 4 2-point field goals, and he has 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. So Rath was averaging 17.8 points per ball game. He's got 14 in the first half alone against the Hawks tonight. Only 3 other guys have scored. Cole Wiseman has got a couple of field goals, and he has 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for 6. Brody Yost has got a field goal. He has 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. He has got 4 points. Reed Stone has got a field goal and 2. Sutton has shot 10 free throws in the ball game so far. They have converted on 7 of those. Unofficially, Sutton has got 3 turnovers in the ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia has got 6. 26-21 is our score here at halftime in favor of the Sutton Mustangs over Hastings St. Cecilia. Come back and check the shooting numbers for you in 1 minute.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Whether you're thinking of buying or selling, contact the Real Estate Group of Hastings at 402-461-4888, or you can log on to our website at regrouphastings.com for current listings, virtual tours, open houses, and agent information. For professional service you've come to expect, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. And right now you can come to Burt's before it hurts.
flu shots are available free of charge to all Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska customers. See Tom Choquette at Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue, and Mike Uradell at Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings.
Rivals Bar and Grill, supporting all the local teams after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m. and breakfast on Sunday from 9 to noon. Holiday party packages are available. Ask Rivals for details.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 26-21 is our score here at halftime. Sutton has got the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. Checking the shooting numbers in the first half, St. Cecilia hitting only 38% of their field goal trying so far. They are 8 out of 21. The Sutton Mustangs are 9 out of 21 for 43%. Three-pointers, Hastings St. Cecilia just 4 out of 14 for 29%. Sutton has attempted 5. They've converted on one of those for 20%. Free throws, St. Cecilia again 1 out of 4 for 25%. Sutton 7 out of 10. For 70%. Rebounds, St. Cecilia's got 11. Sutton has got 9. St. Cecilia's got 2 offensive rebounds and 9 on defense. Sutton has got 2 offensive rebounds and 7 on defense. Turnovers right now, St. Cecilia's got 6. Sutton Mustangs officially with 5 turnovers here in the first half of play. St. Cecilia's got 2 steals. Sutton has got 3 blocked shots. Neither team has recorded a blocked shot here in the first 16 minutes in this ball game, but again, Sutton has got the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. The score is 26-21. Basketball coming up this weekend on our network of stations at Platte River Radio. Of course, tomorrow I'll be in Orange City, Iowa for Hastings College basketball as the Broncos take on Northwestern. Women's game will be at 2. The men's game will be at 4 o'clock. Pre-game at 1:45 here on 1230 KHAS. Also tomorrow we'll have men's college basketball as Nebraska will go out and play the Oregon Ducks, coached by former Creighton head coach Dana Altman. So it'll be the Huskers playing at Oregon tomorrow afternoon. That'll be on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5, pregame show at 2:30 with a tip-off at 3:36 tomorrow afternoon. We're at halftime here. Sutton has got the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia, 26-21. We've got the third quarter coming up. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Hastings St. Cecilia and Sutton getting ready to go at it here in the second half of play. Other games going on tonight. Adams Central is on the road this evening. They're up at Ord. Hastings High has the night off. The Tigers will play York tomorrow night at home. 26-21 is the score here. It's Hastings St. Cecilia trailing the Sutton Mustangs. St. Cecilia will have the basketball first to begin the second half. The Hawks shooting to our basket to our right as they play things in. Out in the corner, that's a Jamison Ash with it. Sutton stays that man-to-man defense. Bounce pass goes inside to Hartford. Hartford dribbles once, puts up a shot in the lane. It's good. Chris Hartford scores there over Mitch Carlson. 4 points in the ball game now for Hartford. 26-23 is the score. The Hawks are trailing by 3 points early in the second half of play. Sutton works the ball back outside. That's Wiseman. Comes across the top. There's a three-pointer put up there and in. Austin Rath knocks down another three ball there for Sutton. He has now got 17 points in the ball game. 29-23. Sutton now leading by 6. There's a pass near sideline intercepted. Intercepted by Rath. Rath drives the ball to the hole. His shot no good. Rebound comes down to Sheehy. St. Cecilia now has 7 turnovers in the ball game. That one didn't hurt him as they missed a shot on the offensive end. Hawks come back. Sheehy has got the ball. Lobs it inside to Howell. He grabs it. He's going to be fouled in the play. Howell spun toward the basket, and he's fouled in the play. And now he'll go to the free throw line to shoot 2. The foul here goes on Sutton. It's going to go on Carlson. That's going to be his 3rd. So 3 fouls now on Mitch Carlson. That's the first team foul on Sutton here in the second half of play. To the free throw line for St. Cecilia, Cannon Howell. His shot is up there, and the shot good. Howell will have one more. He's just a 40% foul shooter in the season. Mitch Carlson checks out. Here comes Noah Johnson.
Back into the ball game now for head coach Steve Sponberg. Cannon Howell will have one more. Throws it up there. The shot good. 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for Howell. The Sutton lead is now 4 points at 29-25. Just by the 7 minute mark here in the third quarter. Austin Rath has got the ball. St. Cecilia stays that man to man. Back outside to Wiseman. Far sideline now to Noah Johnson. He holds the ball. Johnson comes out between the rings to Reed Stone. Over here on the left side to Wiseman. Entry pass to get it inside. Grabbing the ball. Stone in the shot is up and in. Reed Stone came off of a screen over there. Got down the lane. Nice pass. And Stone lays it in. 31-25. The Hawks again trailing by 6 points here. There's Alex Sheehy with the ball. A pass to Howell. Nearly intercepted. Howell drives inside. Puts up a little 10-footer shot. No good. Rebound Austin Rath. Rath runs it down the right sideline. Here come the Mustangs with that 6-point lead. Wiseman has got it on the wing, the deep wing left side. He holds it, puts it on the floor now. Throws it back out on top to Reed Stone, who calls the play out here for Sutton. Stone, two-handed pass, comes over here to Johnson on the wing on the left side. Noah Johnson looking to penetrate, can't do it. Now bounce pass comes back out here to Austin Rath to the far sideline to Cole Wiseman. And a chance of boring coming up from the St. Cecilia rooting section on the far sideline. There's a three-pointer by Stone, no good. Rebound comes down to Hartford. Hartford out with the pass, far sideline. Joel Groffel to the center of the floor, spins left side of the lane, kicks it out to Hartford. His shot from 15, way off the mark. Tip try by Sheehy, no good. Rebound Sheehy, follow shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Austin Rath. Rath has got it now for Sutton. Down the far sideline of Wiseman, dribble penetration. Pass is deflected back out of bounds. Trying to get it down low to a Noah Johnson, and the ball is tipped out of bounds there by Sheehy. It'll be Sutton playing things in, baseline left side underneath their own basket. Wiseman will key things in for the Mustangs. Way out on top, that's Rath. Rath looking to penetrate. Retreats back out of here in the 3 point territory to Reed Stone. Stone to the far sideline of Wiseman. Wiseman out of Stone. Near side, here's a long range three put up there and in. Austin Rath scores again for Sutton. Somebody's got to get out in his face. That's 19 points there for Austin Rath. And now it's a 9-point lead again for the Mustangs. It is 34-25. 5:05 to play here in the third quarter. St. Cecilia with the ball. Here's a Sheehy. Brings it out into 3-point territory down the near sideline. Sheehy dribbling to the ball. Good defense here by Yost. Sends it down in the corner. There's a 3-pointer put up there by Ash. It's going to be no good. Rebound tipped to the corner. Howell tries to save it. He does, but right into the hands of Noah Johnson. Johnson gets the ball now to Rath. Rath into the forecourt to Stone. Kicks it back out to Rath for three. Scores another one. 3-pointer. Austin Rath now with 22 in the ball game, and now Sutton has opened up a 12-point lead, 37-25, with 4.5 minutes to play. Kevin Asher wants to call a timeout. Austin Rath killing the Blue Hawks here tonight. 23 points in the ball game. He's got 9 points on 3 three-pointers in the third quarter alone. We'll take a break. 4 minutes and 29 seconds to play in the third quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia trailing the Mustangs. It's Sutton 37, St. Cecilia 25.
Hastings College graduates become astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman,
minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. 4 minutes, 29 seconds to play here in the third. 37-25 is the score. The Sutton Mustangs with their biggest lead of the ball game now at 12 points. Austin Rath is flat doing the job so far for the Mustangs. 22 points in the ball game. Only three other guys have scored. Cole Wiseman, Brody Yost, and Reed Stone. St. Cecilia's got a balanced attack, just not a whole lot of points so far. St. Cecilia's got the ball following the timeout from Kevin Asher. There's Sheehy with the ball behind a Hartford screen. Now he dumps it off to Hartford as he drives it toward the goal. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Stone. Stone will bring it up himself for the Mustangs into the forecourt. Now to Wiseman. Two-handed pass goes to the far side to Rath. There's another three-pointer. That one is missed. Short rebound comes down to Johnson. His pass back out on top to Wiseman. Now the Mustangs keep it alive. Second chance points here for the Sutton Mustangs. Rath has got the ball. Kitten is into the ball game. He's matched up with Rath over there now. Bounce pass goes inside to Rath. Goes for the hole. His shot no good, but he's fouling the play. And Rath will go to the free throw line. Personal foul whistled on the Hawks here. It's going to go on Zach. So Zach Kitten picks up his first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number one on the Blue Hawks here in the second half. To the free throw line will be Rath. He is 3 out of 4 from the line so far tonight. Shot is up to the shot. No good. He'll get one more. Sutton was 7 out of 10 from the free throw line in the first half. Mustangs have built a 12-point lead here in the third quarter, 37-25. Next shot is up there. It's good. Austin Rath gets the free throw. It's now a 38-25 ball game. The Hawks are trailing with 3 minutes and 49 seconds to play as St. Cecilia comes back in their offensive zone. Esch, rainbow pass goes to the far sideline. That's Kitten with the ball, drives the baseline, kicks it back out. Esch has got it on the wing on the left side. He takes the ball down to the baseline, circles around. We got a foul called. Esch circled around underneath the basket there, and a personal foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Stone. That's going to be a second. So a second foul on Reed Stone. That's going to be personal foul two on the Stone and team foul number one on Sutton here in the second half of play. St. Cecilia will play things in. Sheehy moves it over here to the right side to Asher. He shot for three. Good. Off-balance three-pointer by Brooks Asher right in front of Pops here on the near sideline. Asher now has 6 points in the ballgame. The Hawks are down by 10, 38-28. Here's Rath. He drives it around Sheehy. He takes the ball to the basket and shot. Good, and he's fouled. Austin Rath gets another field goal here, and he'll go to the free throw line for a free throw as he is fouled into play here by Sheehy. That's going to be the first foul on Sheehy. Rath gets the field goal here for Sutton. He's now got 25 in the ball game. He'll go to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. His shot is up there. The shot is good. We're still in the third quarter. Austin Rath having a career against the Hastings St. Cecilia here tonight with 26 points now in the ball game. 41-28. Again, the Mustangs with a 13-point lead. There's a shot by Esch in the lane. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Reed Stone, running her back the other way to Rath. Outside, that's Brody Yost with the ball. Moves it over to Cole Wiseman. Back outside to Rath. Dribbles the ball to the free throw line. Gives it up now to Yost at the top of the key. Yost over to Wiseman on the deep wing on the right side. Picked up there by Esch. Comes back to Reed Stone. Now to Austin Rath as he moves the ball down on the baseline on the dribble. Gets it back out to Reed Stone. Now to Wiseman again. St. Cecilia is still in the man-to-man defense. Wiseman comes over to Noah Johnson. Johnson to Yost. Back outside. Rath has got it. Picked up by Sheehy. Right side of the wing to Stone. Two-handed pass down on the baseline to Yost. Back outside. There's a three-pointer by Reed Stone. No good. Ball goes to the corner. It's picked up here by St. Cecilia. Zach Kitten has got the ball for the Hawks, having problems in backcourt. Gets it away down to Asher. Hustles into the forecourt down the left sideline. Asher comes to the near side now to Esch down in the corner to Sheehy for three. Shot no good. Rebounded in the lane there by Cole Wiseman. He runs it back 3-on-2. Pass to Yost. His shot good, and he's fouled. Brody Yost scores, and he is fouled into play on a 3-on-2 break. Coming back the other way. The basket counts. The personal foul is going to be whistled here on Esch. That's going to be his second. And the Hawks are down by 15 points. It's now a 43-28 ball game. Groffo comes back into the contest now. Here comes Alex Tino in. Esch is going to come to the bench. So is Alex Sheehy. 2:06 left in the third quarter. Mustangs blowing the Hawks right out of here. 43-28 is the score. Yost to the free throw line. Shot is up there. It's going to be short. No good. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. That's Hartford with the rebound. Gets it away now to Asher. Left-handed dribble across the timeline to Tino. Tino takes it to the top of the key off to Asher. His three-pointer is put up there. It's going to be blocked down, but a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on Wiseman. That's going to be a second. To the free throw line for St. Cecilia will be Bricks Asher. 6 points so far tonight and a couple of three-pointers. Asher is 78% foul shooter. 11 out of 14 from the free throw line this season. He'll have a couple of shots here. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly. Shot good. 43-29 now. The Sutton Mustangs have got the lead over St. Cecilia with a 1:55 left here in this third quarter. It's been a good third period so far for the Mustangs. Asher's next free throw is up there. It's good. He'll get another one as he was fouled in the act of shooting in three-point range. It's now 43-30. St. Cecilia down by 13 as the freshman toes the mark for his third shot. It's up there. The shot's going to be short. No good. Battle for the rebound. And the lane is brought down here by Sutton. Picked up by Yost. Moves it to the far sideline. Down to Stone. To Yost. To Wiseman. Left side. Wiseman holds it out on top. Now to Rath. Behind the screen. Austin Rath over to the far sideline. And Noah Johnson. They get it to Brody Yost. Yost down to Stone. Bounce pass out on top to Wiseman. Right side to a Rathigan on the wing on the right side. Picked up there by St. Cecilia's Joe Groffel. There's a pass into the lane. Rath has got it. Goes up. The shot is up and in. They had him surrounded that time. Rath went up anyway. He's now got 28 in the ball game. 45-30 is the score. The Sutton Mustangs have got the lead over St. Cecilia. There's a pass to the wing on the left side. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Wiseman. He gets it away to Stone. Drives, shoots, misses. Tip try, no good. Rebound comes down to Groffel of St. Cecilia. Outlet pass to Asher. Down to Kitten. Shot is up and in. Zach Kitten scores there. It's now 45-32 in the minute to play here in the third. Sutton comes back. Cole Wiseman on the wing. Out to Rath. He drives the ball into the paint. Throws it back out to Wiseman. Now they're working back around to Yost over here on the left side to Noah Johnson. Johnson holds it on the wing. Cross-court pass goes to Wiseman. Picked up by Tino. Wiseman holds the ball. Two-handed pass out on top again to Reed Stone. Now to Brody Yost. Out on top, that's Noah Johnson. Johnson to Austin Rath as he holds the ball. Back out on top to Cole Wiseman. Left side to Reed Stone as they just throw the ball around the perimeter. Back outside, that's a Brody Yost at the top of the key. Over to a Noah Johnson on the wing. Back out to the top of the circle in Yost. 23 seconds to play, and Sutton may be milking the clock for the final shot here in the third quarter. Sutton has got a 13-point lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. Reed Stone back out near the 10-second line with 10 seconds to go here in the third. Goes over to Cole Wiseman behind the screen. Wiseman down near side to Rath. He drives the baseline, puts it up there. Shot no good. Rebound, follow shot, no good. Ball tipped to the near sideline. It goes out of bounds. Now with 4/10 of a second left, they give the ball to Sutton. So the Sutton Mustangs will play things in just to the left of the scores table on their offensive end with only 4/10 of a second remaining. Reed Stone plays it into the corner to Wiseman. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and that's the end of the third quarter. Three quarters in the books tonight in boys high school basketball from Sutton. The Mustangs have the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. It is Sutton 45, St. Cecilia 32.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Shop at Rogers Incorporated for the area's largest selection of appliances from Amana, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Whirlpool. A staff that knows their products inside and out, the best price, and most of all, the service. From when you walk in to the delivery to your home, you'll see why Rogers Service built this business.
Rogers Incorporated, better service built this business.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Good quarter there for the Sutton Mustangs. As they outscore St. Cecilia 19-11 in the quarter. And now Sutton has got a 13-point lead to begin the fourth and final quarter. It's 45-32. You know, the junior varsity game tonight. St. Cecilia hitting a shot at the buzzer. And the Hawks win over the Sutton Mustangs 46-45. So Sutton has got the ball to begin this fourth and final quarter here. St. Cecilia stays the man-to-man. Austin Rath chewing it up so far. For the Mustangs, Yost trying to penetrate inside the ball. Knocked loose. A turnover on Sutton. Running back the other way is Tino. He's going to be called for the traveling violation. Alex Tino, a little freshman mistake there. He's leading the break and was trying to make a spectacular play. And he's called for the traveling violation. St. Cecilia with 8 turnovers. Sutton has got 6. And now the Hawks will pressure here. Backcourt to get an interception. Groffel has got it. Bounce pass comes over here to Hartford. Hartford knocks a man down, and now the ball is knocked loose, and a foul is going to be called. So Sutton turns the ball away again. The personal foul is going to be whistled. And Alex, or Austin Wright, who's into the ball game now, he picks up the personal foul for Sutton. It's going to be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball, baseline left side underneath their own basket. The St. Cecilia will play things in. That's going to be Sheehy with the ball. Lobs it to the near sideline. To Groffel. Back down in the corner to Sheehy. Now to Groffel. Dribbles to the top of the key. Brings it back to Sheehy on the right sideline. Sheehy puts it on the floor. Out to Groffel. Two-handed pass goes over to Asher. Cross-court pass comes on the near side. Sheehy lobs it inside to Hartford. He powers his way to the basket. His shot is up there and in. Chris Hartford scores. He's now got 3 field goals and 6 points. 45-34 is the score. The Hawks down by 11. Here comes Sutton back in their offensive zone. Austin Reich has got the ball here on the left side. Cross-court pass goes to Stone down in the baseline. Maneuvering. There's Rath. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped to the corner. Is picked up here. Picked up there by Asher. Down the far sideline. St. Cecilia down by 11. In the fourth and final quarter, under 7 minutes to go. Here's Sheehy out here in three-point territory. He holds it over to Groffel. Free throw line extended left side. Underneath the basket, there's Sheehy. Sheehy kicks it out to Hartford. Hartford looks. Hops right side of the lane. Still can't put up a shot. Good defense here by Sutton. Hartford's in trouble. He throws it out here to Sheehy. Sheehy almost travels with the ball. Gets it over here to a Zach Kitten on the wing. Now to Hartford, top of the key. Hartford now to a Joe Groffel. This is tough as nails, this defense for the Sutton Mustangs. Zach Kitten has got it over here on the wing. And now we got a timeout from Kevin Asher. St. Cecilia having a tough time penetrating this man-to-man defense here for the Sutton Mustangs. 6 minutes and 20 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Sutton 45, St. Cecilia 34.
5 Points Bank of Hastings. Safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of five. Now we have three banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, rewarding interest rates, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations.
We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Through three quarters, St. Cecilia hitting 11 out of 31 for the field, 35%. Sutton Mustangs 16 out of 35 for about 46%. We're into the fourth quarter, 45 to 34 is the score. Sutton has got a 11-point lead. St. Cecilia has got the ball. The other offensive end, Groffel. Gets it over there on the far sideline now to Thomas Skoke, who's into the ball game. Skoke sends it inside and runs right through the fingertips of Groffel, but a foul is called. A pushing foul from behind. That's going to go on Yost. That's going to be his third. In four games, the Sutton Mustangs, the most points that they have allowed is 37 points. That was against Lincoln Christian in the last game. Nobody has scored over 40 points here. There's a three-pointer put up there and in by Asher. He's now got 11 in the ball game, and St. Cecilia is now down by 8 points at 45 to 37. There's Reed Stone with the ball. He gets away. Stone down the right sideline, kicks it out on the far sideline to Austin Rath. They work it back around here to Cole Wiseman. Wiseman holds it. Now to Reed Stone to the far sideline of Brody Yost. He holds it on the wing. Top of the key, Rath has got it. Now left side to a Mitch Carlson. Carlson out to Wiseman, top of the circle. Right side, Reed Stone. Top of the key, Yost has got it again. To the near sideline on the wing. Holding the ball there is Rath. Cross-court pass goes to Wiseman. Out on top is Reed Stone. They work it back here. Brody Yost, left side of the lane. Now to Rath. He drives inside. The ball's knocked loose and is picked up here by Groffel. A turnover on Sutton. Groffel comes back the other way. A shot off the window. Good. 8 turnovers for Sutton. Now Steve Sponberg wants to call a timeout. St. Cecilia is back within 6 points here. 5 minutes and 7 seconds to play. We got ourselves a ball game again. The score, 5:07 to play here in the fourth quarter. It's Sutton 45, St. Cecilia 39.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball for you tomorrow here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings and Northwestern from the Boltman Center in Orange City. On the air with a pregame show tomorrow afternoon at 1:45, 2 o'clock for the women's game, 4 o'clock for the guys. St. Cecilia trailed by as many as 15 points here in this ball game. The Hawks have come back to within 6 points now. 45 to 39 with 5:07 to play here in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia has opened up the fourth and final period on a 7-0 run over Sutton. Mustangs have turned the ball over a couple of times. St. Cecilia attacking again back here in backcourt. Bringing the ball up is going to be Wiseman. Gets into the center of the floor to Stone. His pass deflected. Stone grabs it back. St. Cecilia down by 6. Sutton has got the ball. Reed Stone just across the 10-second line, picked up there by Asher. Goes to a Yost. Bounce pass goes to Wiseman, almost taken away by St. Cecilia. Over to Rath over here on the left side. They work it back around to the right wing. Mitch Carlson has got it. Now to Rath again. Rath over here to Cole Wiseman. Just beyond the three-point arc on the left side of the lane. Out to Brody Yost. They just throw the ball around the three-point arc here. Back to the left side again to Yost. Finding a little seam as their main goal here. Wiseman on the wing on the right side. Back out to a Mitch Carlson. Carlson holds it down to Stone as they get the ball to Wiseman. His shot's going to be blocked down. Hartford grabs the ball for St. Cecilia. The shot was blocked by Hartford, and then Chris grabs it for St. Cecilia. Now the Hawks get it back here. 4:13 to play. St. Cecilia down by 6 points, and basketball knocked out of bounds there. Yost knocks it loose from Sheehy. Here comes Alex Tino into the ballgame now for St. Cecilia, replacing Brooks Asher. 4 minutes and 10 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter, 45-39. St. Cecilia down by 6 points. Hawks will inbound the ball. They get it to Tino. Back down in the corner to Esch. Esch brings it back out to Alex Tino, the freshman, as he holds it in 3 point territory. Swings it left side to Zach Kitten. Lobs it left side of the lane to Hartford underneath the bucket. They get it to Esch, and he lays it in. Esch now at 5 points in the ballgame. Hartford gets the assist, 45-41. St. Cecilia now in a 9-0 run here in the fourth quarter of play. Cole Wiseman back out to Austin Rath. Rath brings it top of the key to Yost. Over here to Cole Wiseman. Free throw line extended left side out to Carlson. Carlson out of Stone. Stone gets it to Rath. He cranks up a three-pointer. Shots off of the front iron. No good. Rebound Kitten. 45-41. St. Cecilia down by 4 points with 3.5 to play here in the fourth quarter. Here's Jamison Asher with the ball. Sutton stays with that man-to-man defense. Here's Alex Tino. Tino looking to penetrate against Wiseman. Can't do it. Out to Esch. Out to Sheehy. They lob it to Hartford. Double team. Hartford goes for the basket. His shot is up there. No good. Gets his rebound. Follow shot. Good. 45-43. St. Cecilia on an 11-0 run here in this fourth quarter. Here's Rath with the ball. He drives it toward the goal. His shot is no good, and he's fouled in the play. So St. Cecilia scored the first 11 points in this fourth quarter. We're down to 2 minutes and 57 seconds to play. Esch picks up the personal foul for St. Cecilia. That's going to be his third. That's going to be team foul number 4 on St. Cecilia. But Austin Rath is going to go to the free throw line now for 2 shots as he was fouled in the active shooting. 5 of 7 there tonight. The shot is up there. No good. Way too strong for Austin Rath. Rath has got 28 points in the ball game tonight for the Sutton Mustangs. Here comes Kitten back out of the ball game. Coming back in is going to be Brooks Asher. So the score is 45-43. We're in the fourth quarter, 2:57 to play. There's the next shot by Rath. It's up there good. So that breaks an 11-0 run. 46-43. Hastings St. Cecilia down by 3. They can tie it up here with a three-pointer. Esch has got the ball. Brings it into the offensive zone. Esch moves it over to Alex Tino. Out in three-point territory. Tino, that is Sheehy. We got a foul away from all the action underneath the hole here. A foul here. It's going to go on Sutton. It's going to go on Cole Wiseman. That's going to be his third. Team foul number 6 on Sutton. So no free throws here. St. Cecilia will inbound the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Jamison Esch will trigger things in. He does to Hartford. Hartford spins left side of the lane. He's going to be called for the steps. Trying to work inside there. And Hartford is whistled for the traveling violation. The ninth turnover. The ninth turnover on Hastings St. Cecilia. 2:45 to play, 46-43. Sutton has got a 3-point lead. Mustangs have got the ball. Here's Reed Stone coming back the other way to Cole Wiseman on the near sideline, right in front of head coach Steve Sponberg. Wiseman behind the screen from Noah Johnson, takes it to the right side of the floor, now to Carlson. Carlson holds it out on top, now to Rath. Moves it over here on the left side on the wing to Reed Stone. 2.5 minutes to play. St. Cecilia down by 3. Sutton has got the ball on their offensive end. Wiseman gets it to Carlson. Now left side of the wing is Rath. He holds the ball. Back outside to Stone. Over to Noah Johnson on the wing on the right side. Picked up by Asher. Pass out to Wiseman. Over here to Carlson. Carlson guarded by St. Cecilia's Chris Hartford. Back out to Rath again. Rath moves it over on the right side to Reed Stone. 2 minutes to play. St. Cecilia still down by 3 points. The chance of boring coming up from the far sideline of the St. Cecilia rooting section. Austin Rath holds the ball. Now to Reed Stone. Back over here on the left side. That's going to be Noah Johnson. Johnson holds it back over on the right side to Mitch Carlson. St. Cecilia chasing all over the place, but they can't get the ball. There's a shot up there by Reed Stone. No good. The ball is out of bounds. It was last touch by Esch. St. Cecilia attacking there. They just can't get to the basketball. The shot was missed. They couldn't get the rebound. Now it's knocked out of bounds, and it's going to be Sutton inbounding the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Here comes Esch out. Here comes Tino out of the ball game now. Kitten is going to check in. Here comes Kitten and also Sheehy back into the ball game. 46-43. The Hawks are down by 3 points. Here's a Reed Stone to the ball in 3-point territory over to Austin Rath. We're down to 90 seconds to play. Sutton milking the clock here late in the ball game. St. Cecilia can't get to the ball. Brody Yost out here in 3-point territory. Yost back out near the 10-second line. He hands it away to Rath. Now down to a minute and 20 seconds to play. Austin Rath to the far sideline. That's Wiseman. He holds it. Wiseman out to Carlson. Left side to a Brody Yost. Yost on the wing. Bounce pass out to Reed Stone. Stone over on the far sideline to Rath. They're playing keep away. Kevin Asher wants a foul. He can't get to it. Now we got a foul called. That's going to go here on the Joe Groffel. That's going to be his first. That's going to send Sutton to the free throw line, though. Or check that. That's only the 16th foul. The 15th foul in St. Cecilia. So they got a couple of wastes here before they send Sutton to the free throw line. 46-43 is the score. And here's going to be a foul in backcourt. It's going to go on Brooks Asher. That's going to be his fourth. That's going to be team foul number six on the Hawks now. So team foul number six on the Hawks. Here's Asher out of the ball game. Coming in is going to be Alex Tino. So the next foul in St. Cecilia will send Sutton to the free throw line. They get it into Reed Stone. We're at a minute to play in the ball game. It's 46-43. Sutton with a three-point lead. Rath has got the ball, and he's going to be fouled into play there by Alex Sheehy. Austin Rath, he's just a 50% foul shooter on the season, but tonight he is 6 out of 9 from the free throw line. So Austin Rath will go to the free throw line. 52.3 seconds to play in the ball game. It's Sutton 46, Hastings St. Cecilia 43. Asher comes into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Zach Kitten will check out. So Austin Rath, who has had a great night tonight with 29 points in the ball game, will go to the free throw line with 52.3 seconds to play. His shot is up to the shot. Good. And now Rath will have one more. Into the ball game now for St. Cecilia is going to be Esch, and coming out will be Alex Tino. 47-43, now a two-possession ball game here. So plenty of time, 52.3 seconds to play. Austin Rath will have one more shot here. Eyes the bucket, shot is up there, and the shot is good. So he nails a couple of free throws. That gives him 31 points for the ball game. And now Sutton has got a five-point lead, 48-43, and Kevin Asher wants to call a timeout. Kevin Asher calls a timeout, 48.3 seconds to play. Here in the fourth quarter, we'll take a break with a score. Sutton 48, St. Cecilia 43.
Good luck, Mustangs, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Mustangs from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other health care issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
1230 KHAS.
I'm back here at the Sutton Gym here tonight. Good basketball game between a couple of state-ranked teams in Class C2. Sutton and Hastings St. Cecilia. Mustangs have led this baby the entire way, with the exception of about 20 seconds of the third quarter. Sutton led 15-8 at the end of the first quarter, led 26-21 at halftime, 45-32 after three. St. Cecilia has had as much as a two-point lead in the ball game, but Sutton has come back now. They've got a five-point lead at 48-43 with 48.3 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of St. Cecilia. 16 fouls on Sutton, so a foul here would send St. Cecilia to the free throw line. Sutton is already in the bonus situation here in the fourth. Asher has got the ball for Hastings St. Cecilia. They get it into Asher. He drives the ball. Here's a shot from 10 feet away. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. It's still loose. Who's got it? Asher comes down with it there for St. Cecilia. Gets it back outside. Groffel now to Asher. Asher down on the baseline against Wiseman. His pass out on top. Sheehy deflects the ball. It is loose. It's picked up here by Groffel. They get the ball to Ash down on the baseline. Now to Asher. 25 seconds to play. St. Cecilia needs the bucket here. They're down by 5 points. There's Hartford with the ball. Hartford driving the ball toward the goal. His shot off of the baseline is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Sutton's. Brody Yosin, a foul is called. So not very good coming out of the timeout there for St. Cecilia. Could not get the shot executed that they wanted. But now a personal foul is going to be called here on St. Cecilia. We walk to the other end of the floor now. 48-43 is the score. We've got just 13 seconds to play. The foul goes on Groffel. That's going to be his second. So the ball was loose there a number of times. And St. Cecilia could not get the shot they wanted. Yost to the free throw line. 2 out of 5 so far tonight. Make it 2 out of 6. He misses the front end of the 1-1. Rebound comes down to Sheehy. Sheehy down the near sideline. Now to Groffel. Groffel pulls up at the top of the arc. Sends it down in the corner. Hartford with 5 seconds. Now to Groffel. Shot for 3. In and out. No good. Rebound comes down to Reed Stone. The ball game over. So Groffel throws up the 3-pointer, and it would not go down through the hole. It rattles out of there. Rebounded by Stone, and the ball game is over. The Sutton Mustangs knock off Hastings St. Cecilia tonight in boys' high school basketball. And a good one here tonight on the road in Sutton. Final score is Sutton 48, St. Cecilia 43. Back with a recap after this.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The e-edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Sutton tonight. The Mustangs knock off Hastings St. Cecilia in boys high school basketball. The final score of 48-43. So Sutton improves to 5 wins and no losses on the season. Hastings St. Cecilia drops to 2-3. Sutton scored the first 5 points of the ball game tonight. Got out to a 10-3 lead in the first quarter. Sutton led 15-8 at the end of one. St. Cecilia came back in the second quarter and tied things up at 17 points apiece. Actually went ahead 21-19. But then it was Sutton scoring the final 7 points of the second quarter. Mustangs led at halftime by a score of 26-21. It was 45-32 at the end of 3 quarters of play. And then St. Cecilia opens up the fourth and final quarter on an 11-0 run. The pole within 2 points at 45-43. But Sutton holds off St. Cecilia at the end. They got a couple of free throws from Austin Rath. And then held off with St. Cecilia at the end as a 3-pointer by Joe Groffel would not go. And is rebounded by Sutton. The Mustangs get out of here with a win here this evening. Only 4 guys scored for Sutton in the ball game tonight. Austin Rath, he scores 31 points in the ball game. He had 14 in the first half, 17 more in the second half. Austin Rath with 31 points tonight for Sutton. Brody Yost had 6 points. Cole Wiseman had 6. Reed Stone, he had 4 points. So 31 for Austin Rath in the ball game tonight for the Sutton Mustangs. And he propels Sutton to the win here tonight. Brooks Asher led the way for Hastings St. Cecilia off of the bench. He comes up with 11 points, 3 3-pointers. He was 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. So Brooks Asher with 11. Chris Hartford had 8 points. Alex Sheehy had 6. Joe Groffel had 5. Jamison Esch had 5 points. 2 for Alex Tino. 2 for Cannon Howell. And 2 for Thomas Skok. St. Cecilia 5 out of 9 from the free throw line tonight. The Sutton Mustangs 12 out of 19. So Sutton wins it tonight by 5 over Hastings St. Cecilia 48-43. The Mustangs will have a ball game tomorrow. They'll play at Wood River tomorrow night. Meanwhile, Hastings St. Cecilia, they will be off now until next Thursday when they play at Sandy Creek. Again, Sutton wins it tonight 48-43 over Hastings St. Cecilia. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as high school basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the postgame shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top quality vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Looking at competitors' vehicles online, did you know Kirshner's can find the similar vehicle and match or even beat their price? Before you drive hundreds of miles, ask Kirshner's if they can get it. Kirshner's Auto Corner, open Monday through Saturday morning at 7:30 on Colorado and South Street in Hastings, or online at kirshnersautocorner.com.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
This is the player of the game on Hastings Link to local high school sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
All right, back here at Hastings St. Cecilia, dropping this one to the Sutton Mustangs tonight, 48-43. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHAS. Obviously, you look on the Sutton side, that's the obvious choice for player of the game for the Mustangs as Austin Rathi officially scores 32 points in the basketball game tonight. But for Hastings St. Cecilia, a couple of guys, Brooks Asher, he was in double figures tonight with 11. Chris Hartford pulls down a bushel basket full of rebounds tonight. He scores 8 points offensively. Also working hard inside was Alex Sheehy. He knocks down a couple of three-pointers in the ball game here tonight. That was in the first half of play, but we'll come back and name a player of the game for the Hawks right after this.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods. Now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods. The new home of Brooks, Mizuno, Asics, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports. Along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Baranoff, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Our player of the game tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia will be our high point man. That's Brooks Asher, just a freshman for the Hawks. He hits on 3 three-pointers. He had 1 3 in the first half, came back with a couple of threes in the second half, nailed a couple of free throws as well. So Brooks Asher leading the way tonight. He scores 11 points in the ball game for St. Cecilia, but in a losing cause as Sutton beats St. Cecilia tonight by a score of 48-43. Stick around. The coach's postgame show is up next. You're listening to High School Basketball.
You've been listening to Player of the Game. Stay tuned for more postgame coverage coming up on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and heat pumps, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Our post-game coverage continues with nothing but net. Now, let's go back to the court for the coaches' post-game show.
Sutton tonight as St. Cecilia drops one to the Mustangs of Sutton by a score of 48-43. St. Cecilia coach Kevin Asher joins us in the postgame. And coach, wow, just too much Austin Rath here tonight. We wanted to control him, but 32 points in the ball game tonight for Rath.
He did a heck of a job knocking down every shot. You know, it's disappointing when you go into a game plan and, you know you got to limit his touches. Some of the threes in the third quarter were in conversion where we're scrambling back, but you never leave him to go pick up, you know, someone else. And we did that, I think, three times for sure tonight, and he knocked down all three threes. That's disappointing, and our kids know it. I don't think they're going to be shocked when they see at 32 points and their team at 48 together. But they did a great job of finding him and working their offense until he got shots. And like I said, we got beaten conversion there in the third quarter, just not matching up quick enough. And he made us pay.
Our game plan when we talked to before the ball game was to get the ball inside to Chris Hartford. We thought we had a size advantage in there. Did not do a very good job with that, especially in the first half.
Yeah, we had some selfishness and undisciplined, offense there in the first quarter. I don't understand what we're trying to, you know, we really emphasized work it till Chris gets a touch, see if we could get Carlson in foul trouble, see if we could, do a good job of getting him into a rhythm and flow in the game. And you notice what happened in the third and fourth quarter. Once we started getting him touches, our whole team played a little bit at a higher level. And that's the disappointing part. I got to do a better job as coach, and they got to do a better job of following maybe what we want to do and give Sutton some credit. They weren't going to allow him to touch it unless he was getting pushed outside of, 12 feet.
At one point, you guys down by 15 points. You guys did a great job, got it down to the 2 points, and we're going to make a run at that thing.
Yeah, I know. You know, they're a highly rated team, to be on their floor and be down 15, I'm super proud of the kids. I mean, you know, the kids did not – fold. They didn't let up. I knew they wouldn't, but to respond like that and have it into a one possession game with 40 some seconds left is a great learning experience. And everything this year is new to them. And I was really proud of the way they responded. And it was a grit effort there in the fourth quarter to get it where we could have a chance.
Got it down to 2 points, and then really you called a timeout and really didn't execute it in the final.
No, we didn't. And, that's something we just got to watch film. And kids aren't reading there. And, the play is there, but they still have to read the defense and understand what you want. And, that's something we just got to get better at. At times we're playing guys that don't even practice a lot together out there. They're with a different, this five or that five. So, maybe we need to retool things for late in the game and really work our situations. And, we got 3 days to get ready for our next one, and that'll be something we really emphasize is execution in tough situations.
You guys offensively, like you said, had a little string in there. We didn't execute very well, but when we got things cranked up, you looked pretty good. And defensively, same way. We had some stretches in there where we played a pretty good defense, let alone Austin Rath there with his 32.
Yeah, we just couldn't find enough stop. When you're down, and like I told the kids, our one word on the board was to dictate, because that's what Sutton really is good at. They dictate what they want to do on offense. Then they come down and they really take away, Chris early in the game, or, we didn't do a good job there. But they dictated from, really the start to the finish, outside of a little stretch in the fourth quarter where we made a nice run. But they dictated most of the night on both ends. And that's something we got to get a little bit better at. I mean, we got to deliver the first punch and try to be playing, on top a little bit more. This playing from behind every time out, they're learning, but it's really critical to play a little bit more in a comfort zone and offensively. And until we get better offensively, that's probably not going to be the case.
Maybe a good learning experience. Again, this is really the first tight ball game that you guys have played that really went down to the wire.
Yeah, it is. And, like I said, super proud of our following and our kids, and the last 12 minutes of the ball game probably is what you want to draw up and bottle and have it for the rest of the season. But sometimes it doesn't work that way, and give a lot of credit to Sutton. They do exactly what you're expecting, but they do it so well, and that's Coach Bomb. work for you. I mean, he's just got his kids programmed, and that's one thing, you know, we've got to get a little bit better at. But our kids really did a good job.
You kind of talked about his defense in the pregame show. I got tired of watching all the passes out there, too. That's just a tough defense to crack. You got to be patient all the time, don't you?
Yeah, they're so efficient. And they don't dribble a lot, so they don't allow you any recovery time, you know. And your kids really have to just do a good job of being in the right spot, and then they got to communicate. There was a point there in the third quarter we did not have an answer, and they were getting anything they wanted. And credit them, that's an experienced team. I watched it on film for, you know, 10 years now of just trying to figure out what would be the best way to stop it. And if you're playing from behind, it's really hard. And that's why I thought the opening tip was important tonight. I didn't want to play 40 to a minute and a half of defense for our first possession, you know, right to start the game. And we did get the tip. But, you know, you got to stay on top or even with them to force their hand a little bit more.
Now it's on the Sandy Creek next week, a team that we saw last week against Adams Central, a very good basketball team next week.
Yeah, they are. They're much improved. They're physical. They're strong. They've got one of the most outstanding players in the area this year, and Heinrichs. You know, they just, you know, they ran into a really good Adams Central team Tuesday night, but they'll be ready. Swartz will have them ready for us. And, you know, like I told our kids, when you're on the road, you got to be really mentally tough. And that's what I like tonight. Our kids mentally were ready to start the game, got down a little bit, but we, you know, chewed that back to even, and then got down in the third quarter and got it back to about even. So there's some grit there in this group. We just got to get all together. And I love our leadership in the locker room after the game, with Hartford saying a few things that I thought really were important. And, you know, we're headed in the right direction. It's going to be our schedule's really, really difficult. I mean, look at our three losses. All those teams are undefeated, and I don't see them losing for some time. So, you know, you go to Sandy Creek, and that's the best team they've had there in some time. So we'll have to be really prepared this week.
All right, we'll see you Thursday.
All right, thanks, Mike. Yep, thanks for all the coverage.
Yep, Kevin Asher, the head coach for Hastings Saints, to say they drop one here tonight to Sutton, 48-43. Checking the final numbers as we have them here tonight. St. Cecilia connected on 16 of 44 field goals tonight for 36%. The Sutton Mustangs were 16 out of 39 for 41%. St. Cecilia hit 6 out of 18 from three-point range for 33%. Sutton hit only 4 out of 13 for 31%. For the free throw line, St. Cecilia was 5 out of 9 for 56%. Sutton was 12 out of 19 for 63%. The rebounds tonight, St. Cecilia ended up with 20 rebounds. Sutton also had 20 rebounds in the ball game here tonight. St. Cecilia ended up with a total of 8 turnovers in the ball game. Sutton had 9 turnovers. St. Cecilia had 5 steals. Sutton also had 5. St. Cecilia had a couple of blocked shots in the ball game. Sutton with no blocked shots. But the Mustangs get out of here with a win tonight. They beat Hastings St. Cecilia by a score of 48-43. Hastings College basketball coming up tomorrow. We will head for Orange City, Iowa, as the Broncos will take on the Red Raiders of Northwestern. Both of the Northwestern teams are nationally ranked. The men are ranked number 10 this week. The women are ranked number 8. We'll have the women's game beginning at 2 o'clock tomorrow. The men's game will go at 4 o'clock. Pre-game show begins at 1:45 tomorrow afternoon from the Boltman Center in Orange City. Again, the final score in this one, it was Hastings St. Cecilia dropping one to the Sutton Mustangs by a score of 48-43. My statistician, Gene Shaw, my producer and engineer, John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Sutton.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show, Nothing But Net. Catch the excitement of high school sports all season long on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio. High school basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.